Okay, most Christians know and we love the Beatitudes. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus lovingly and peacefully speaks to his followers. Matthew sets the scene with Jesus walking up this beautiful hillside, sitting down and inviting those present to do the same. Now, each Beatitude is not a statement on how to be good, but it's a shout out for those who do good. Blessedness is not achieved after performing a Herculean act, but it can be reached here and now by every one of us. Some translations say, happy are they, instead of blessed are they. In John's Gospel, we read, human happiness is something dependent on chances and the changes of life, something that life may give and life can take away. But Christian happiness is completely untouchable and unassailable. No one, said Jesus, will take your joy from you. So Jesus begins with, blessed are the poor in spirit, because the kingdom of heaven is theirs. What is being poor in spirit? Those who do not recognize their need for God are spiritually poor. But individuals who put God at the core of their lives experience divine peace and trust. When we let go of our egos and rely on God, we step into the kingdom of heaven. What do we mourn? Do we mourn something that we lost or something we wanted but never had? Do we mourn only for ourselves and not for others in need? We need to cultivate a spirit of humility. Hearts need to see the pains of their neighbors in the world. When we do that, our prayers become very different. The focus of our empathy and our compassion changes from me to us. What is our definition of meekness? Those who believe being meek is a sign of weakness are very wrong. Essentially, weakness encompasses this idea of strength under control. Imagine if all the world leaders did not abuse their strength and their power. Jesus Christ had the power of divinity, yet it was his gentleness and loving nature that changed the world. This meekness that Jesus speaks of is the rare beauty of inner strength. Blessed are the merciful. Now, how do we personally display mercy? Mercy is a kind and gentle treatment of someone, a wrongdoer or an opponent who does not deserve it. Being merciful to those we love and giving them a second chance, that's easy. But what about those who hurt us beyond measure, beyond words? In a Charleston, South Carolina parish, a stranger named Dylan Roof entered a church. The parishioners welcomed him and handed him a Bible and study sheet. For the next 45 minutes, he worshiped with these parishioners. When they stood and shut their eyes for closing prayer, this man took a gun and started shooting. He murdered 9 parishioners in cold blood. 1 year later, this congregation included Mr. Roof in their prayers at a memorial service. And they prayed for this man because they proclaim, hate will not win. Pure in heart. To be pure in heart is to be single in purpose, to have the single goal of accomplishing God's will. Are we willing to accept our role in God's divine plan? I believe we are all here where God wants us to be. Now, some of us don't want to be here, but we trust God and we trust God's plan. Are we peacemakers or do we incite riots? The art of compromise really seems lost in today's world. Helping people reach a true and fair compromise or resolution, it's really a talent and a gift. Peace at any cost is not peace, but a peace that is shared brings comfort, security, and well-being. Peace on earth is possible, and it would taste of the heavenly existence that awaits us. Now, two Beatitudes speak of righteousness. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, and blessed are those persecuted for righteousness. Righteousness is maintaining a solid relationship with God and with the people around us. Any inequality shatters the path of a good relationship. Injustice is not part of God's plan for this world. Now, it's not easy to speak loudly about injustice for all to hear, but some people do it anyway. Some people can't not talk, but they put actions behind their words and their prayers. Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, Gandhi are all examples of those who suffered dearly because they fought for justice and for peace and for freedom. And finally, we are blessed when we acknowledge our faith and trust in God. Many who were faithful to their loving God have been persecuted and mistreated throughout the centuries. Even to today, some people may say we are wasting our time coming to church, but we know better. Therefore, we pray, and most importantly, we believe. Sometimes it feels like the world is lost, but we know that God always prevails. We're all blessed. We're blessed because we love God and we try to follow God's preaching. We may fail, but we stand up and try again and we try to be better. That is why God loves us, God blesses us now and throughout eternity. Amen.
Amen.